case you missed out on all the fun on the show, you can catch up on the Josh and Maddie podcast right now.
My parents are still stuck in Queensland at the moment.
Okay.
Terrible place to be stuck. Them going to the beach every single day and not in any restrictions or anything like that.
Love that for them.
But they're up there staying with my uncle, so they can stay as long as they need to, which is really good. And my uncle runs a restaurant in like kind of a similar to like thing like a North Star or like a Sporting Globe kind of thing.
Right.
So he runs like a pub, hotel, bistro kind of thing where
yes.
they are.
Yeah.
And on the weekend they had a wedding. So my parents were helping him set up, you know, doing the table and the chairs and stuff like that. Really beautiful spot to get married. And Mum was on the phone to me that afternoon and she said, oh yeah, so we helped set up this wedding. It was really good. But don't know if it's going to happen. And I was like, what do you mean you don't know if it's going to happen? She said, well, apparently the bride on the way to the wedding, she was on the back of a motorbike and fell off and broke her wrist.
Oh, no.
On her wedding day.
Why would you do that on the back of a motorbike? Why would you take
she
that risk?
She didn't do it on purpose.
Why would you even take that risk of being on the back of a motorbike?
I don't know, but freak accident. And the closest hospital is an hour and a half away.
Oh, no.
So she had to race off to that. And I was like, so what are they doing? Are they just like not having the wedding? Like, what are they going to do? She's like, I don't know. Apparently they've just told everyone to still go to the reception and party it up. And I was like, okay, so surely if you went into the hospital in the emergency room in a wedding gown and said, I have just broken my wrist on my wedding day.
Yeah.
Can you like fix this up and can I get back to my wedding? Yeah. Surely that'd push you through a little bit. There'd be a little bit of sympathy.
I mean, you would hope so. Then you would just have people rocking up to emergency in their wedding dresses.
Yeah, true.
Maybe, even if it's not.
Maybe I could try that trick next time. But it did get me thinking, though. 5333 1031. What happened on your wedding day?
Yeah.
Did you break something like this person? I know at my boyfriend's brother's wedding, someone dropped the rings and they like awkwardly rolled back down the aisle and it was in a church with a wooden floor and you could hear it like the spinning sound of them just rolling down.
Awkward.
I've seen people get married on like a barge and the barge sink kind of thing. It's like a little platform.
Where was that?
On the Murray River. They decided to get married and...
That's a horrible idea.
And it just slowly started going down because there's too much weight on it.
Oh,
you know,
God.
As perfect as people want their wedding days to be...
Never happens.
There's a lot of stuff that can go wrong and I want to hear about it. 5333 1031, what happened on your wedding day? Katie from Newington, what happened on the wedding day?
Well, it was my mum's wedding day and I was a flower girl and my cousin was the page boy. And when we walked up to her sort of altar, which was at a public park and it was near a pond that was in there, he fell over and dropped the rings off his little page boy pillow and they almost rolled into the pond.
Oh.
They caught them just as they went to the edge.
Oh, that would have been an absolute scramble of everyone trying to just stop it from happening. Oh,
it was the most hilarious moment and we have it on video.
Oh,
even better.
Look back at the memory.
Did you submit it to Australia's Funniest Home Videos by any chance?
No, we didn't actually. We really should have. But I mean, you know, I feel like it was a sign because the marriage didn't work out in the end. So it's even more awkward now.
Oh.
Looking back at them.
Just blame the page boy, yeah.
Yeah, it's your fault that our marriage broke down.
Just a bad vibe.
So that marriage broke down because the page boy dropped the rings.
Is there a trend here? Could we maybe see if something bad happened at a wedding, if that couple is still together?
Yeah.
Maybe it's the universe being like, maybe not. Maybe this wedding shouldn't go ahead.
Josh and Maddie, Power Ballarat.